The IU Theater and Drama Department presents the collegiate premiere of a rock musical. It's called The Rockeye, and it's based on the Bacchae by Euripides, the classic struggle with Dionysus, the god, versus Pentheus, the king, his cousin. It's rationality versus irrationality, Greek versus foreign, skepticism versus piety, civilization versus savagery, or perhaps nature. Music and lyrics by our guests, Peter Mills and Cara Reichel. We'll be talking to them and also talking about the father of all this, the grandfather, Gordon Stanley, who plays Cadmus. It opens on Thursday, plays Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30, and there's a Sunday matinee at 2 in the Wells Metz Theater. Our guest, Gordon Stanley, plays the role of Cadmus, and he's really the father, actually the grandfather, of the characters in this show.
Yes, he has two grandsons, one of which is a god and one of which is a king.
Wow, now that's some family tree.
Yeah, absolutely.
And at the same time, Cadmus, while representing the, you know, old fogies, as it were, is willing to go along with the new stuff.
Yeah, well, actually, I think the costume designer, at least from the rendering, says captured this very well, because he has me coming in sort of a buttoned-up three-piece suit and very proper and dignified. And then when I decide, okay, I'll go with the Bacchantes and run up to the mountain, I come back in basically a pair of boxer shorts and bits and pieces of fur and that sort of thing, with vine leaves in my hair. So it's about shedding of inhibitions. And he's actually surprisingly open to this.
How is it to play a character like this?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, what you always want in a character that you're playing is a journey. If the playwright, you know, in this case Euripides, was a pretty good playwright, has his stuff together, he will give you a journey that, you know, provides a lot of contrast. And that's what's fun about it.
Cara, this is an adaptation really very, very close to the original by Euripides. Why did you think that this would be especially appropriate as a rocker?
Well, you know, I've loved this play. I studied it first in college, and it's always sort of fascinated me. And we had this idea kicking around for a while of adapting it into a rock musical. And I don't know, I guess it was just the idea of kind of from our particular cultural context, thinking of like, well, what is the sound of a music that conveys just sort of a wildness and an out-of-controlness and kind of taps into that, you know, subconscious brain about letting everything go and losing your inhibitions. And I just think that idea of like being in the middle of a dance floor with music just pounding your brain is kind of the ideal of that.
There's an intensity and an aggressiveness to the original Greek play that we felt was very well matched by kind of hard rock music. And there's a presentational style in those Greek mm-hmm. plays that's kind of like a rock concert. You know, the chorus speaks directly to the audience in that way.
And the two central characters of the play also, Dionysus and Pentheus, are such, I mean, the play is about the battle of these two egos, and of course the god wins, but we sort of felt like the idea of these inflated sort of rock star egos also was a really good way of approaching the characters from a contemporary standpoint. So.
Peter, the music flavor?
I have described it as 80s hard rock. I sort of started with bands like AC/DC, Def Leppard. It's the harder end of the spectrum, but I also certainly was influenced by more contemporary hard rock / metal as well, like Metallica and even Tool. Yes.
We've been talking with Peter Mills and Cara Reichel. Music and lyrics and the play of The Rockeye, an adaptation of the Bacchae by Euripides, and also actor Gordon Stanley. They're part of the IU Theater and Drama production of the collegiate premiere. It opens on Thursday, plays Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30, and then Sunday there's a matinee at 2 in the Wells Metz Theater. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.